We want to welcome you to our service. Let's see, I didn't turn this off, did I? Can you still hear me? All right. Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day to you, especially to our mothers. This is a very unique Mother's Day. It's different, but one of the things we're learning is that different is okay because God is still on the throne. But we do want to welcome you to our service and wish you a happy Mother's Day as you celebrate the best you can. We appreciate those who have invested so much in our lives and have given us life. We do have a gift. Some of you may have received it for our mothers on the way out, and also some song sheets. If you have offering that you want to drop off today, you can drop it off in the little church down there. Our church body has been very good at sending in their tithes and offerings, dropping them off, or going online. We encourage you to do that during this unique time. Going to go into prayer in just a second. We're trying to also tape this for those who are not able to be here today and continue to put things on the website. But remember... Andrea Preston, she is facing another surgery in regards to her breathing challenges. And also John Berry has been in the hospital, and now he's over at River Oaks. And continue to pray for him and Joyce and the health challenges there. Would you join me in prayer? Then we're going to go right into our first song, Praise Him, Praise Him. Sing one song, then we'll do our Bible study for today. And then we'll come back and finish those songs just a little bit later. Father, we thank you for the sunshine that we can enjoy today, for the ability to be here. We are not taking it for granted or as lightly as maybe we have in the past, but we thank you for allowing us to be here. We do pray for wisdom for our government leaders as they work through things, and we pray for our church leaders as we work through things and try to make wise decisions that... protect each one and also glorify you. As we come here together today to sing eternal truths, to study your truths, may we find encouragement, strength from the Word of God, the God of the Word, and just from being near one another, and just the sight of one another brings encouragement to us. So thank you for being here with us. May we give you all the glory as we move through our service. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.
We're finding out all sorts of interesting things. First of all, we're going to sing Praise Him, Praise Him, all three verses. And you don't have to stand as we sing. I'll keep the hammer up here to keep the music down. I understand that we can be heard about 4 or 5 blocks away. So join right in as we sing. Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. Them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. Salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Here's a song. Savior reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
All right. It's working. We have people watching live right now as we blow away. They're just, hi, Caleb and Brandon. If you haven't gotten a handout, we're going to do a little singing at the end. Stick your hand out your window and wave or flash your lights, and Craig will get that to you. Also, some at the back. And Craig's also the candy bar guy for the ladies, so you don't want to miss Craig. If you got your scriptures, if you'd find 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The title of our study this morning is The Light at the End of Your Tunnel. The Light at the End of Your Tunnel. Now, when we think of that phrase, hear that phrase, oh, there's light at the end of the tunnel, we often think of relief. That's a good thing. Good things are coming. It's what I'm looking for. But you live life long enough, and you probably are going to go through a chapter or two in your life where you find out the light that you're looking towards at the end of the tunnel as you move through a challenging, dark moment is a train coming towards you. Which begs the question, how do we face life when it comes head on? Another way of putting it, what do we do when problems do appear on the near horizon and they're not going away? They seem to be coming more and more closer, more and more closer. What do we do when problems do appear? Good news for all of us this morning. The Word of God clearly tells us what to do. Here's the truth to take home today. Sometimes life will be too big for us. Sometimes life will be too big to handle. But no problem is ever too big for the Almighty God. Your problem is not too big for Almighty God. So for all of us, what are we called to do? Go to the doctor. Go to the good doctor. And the good doctor in his book, the Book of Life, the Bible, gives us 3 cures in this passage for the common and the uncommon crisis. So are we ready for 3 cures for the common and the uncommon crisis in life? Let's jump in. 2 Chronicles, toward about 25% of the way into the Bible, just past Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to pick up in verse 1. We're dealing with the nation of Israel, with Judah. We're in the divided kingdom. And as it seems, so often the people of God are facing a national problem, a problem from the outside. Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab, the sons of Ammon, together with some of their other co-conspirators, we might say, came to make war against King Jehoshaphat and the people of God. That's the problem. It's a big problem. It's a challenging problem for these people. And they look how they respond. And we learn a lot from their response. And look how God works. And we will learn a lot about how God works in this situation. So there's the challenge. There's the problem. The light is coming towards them. The train in the tunnel. And in verse 3, King Jehoshaphat was afraid. How does that make you sound when leadership's afraid? When leadership's concerned? Sometimes we think, well, that can't be. They're supposed to have all the answers. Well, Jehoshaphat was afraid, and there is reason for him to be concerned. He's afraid, but continue reading the story. He turned his attention to seek the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah, moving into verse 4. So Judah gathered together, the people of God, the nation of God gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They came from all over the country together to seek help from the Lord. The threat is real. Let's get rid of the fantasy that following Jesus is always easy for you. Or it seems that it's always easy for someone else, for everybody else, but me. So there must be something wrong with me. Following Jesus is not always easy. But it is always the best option. But it is going to call for all you have and even more. The good news is God provides all we need all the time for us to honor him with our choices, with our moments and our movements. But it is going to call for all we have and even more. God's people faced a battle with a committed enemy that wanted to see them destroyed. And it's just another normal day in the Bible. Let me throw this in there. There are no normal days in the Bible, and there are no normal days in our life. And we all kind of like to have the normal and the natural. We feel maybe a little uncomfortable when things aren't normal. There is no normal day, in a sense, in following Jesus, but there is always someone who is on the throne. We've talked about him the last several weeks as we've looked at Psalm 46. The soothing psalm, a mighty fortress is our God. There is no equal to God in this universe, and there never will be. But the first cure for the people of God in crisis, in problems, is to turn our panic into prayer. They don't know what to do. Joshua is afraid. He turns his attention to seek the Lord. And together as a people of God, they seek the Lord in prayer. And if you drop down in verse 12, we notice that the panic is real. Listen to the king's words. We are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us. We don't know what to do. The threat was real. The challenge was real. In their panic, they take step number one. They move toward God in prayer. They speak to God honestly at his feet. The presence of a problem often leads to panic. The cure for our panic is to move toward and to God in prayer, remembering the safety of our King, the safety of his castle. Again, a mighty fortress is our God. God's people in this challenge, in this, it's a military conflict at first look. But God's people in this story are not called to bigger arms, better methods, more sophisticated attack. They are called to a better prayer life, a better prayer connection with their God. Just like us today. This crisis, this challenge, every challenge in our life gives us the opportunity to move toward God and to connect with God. And first step is in prayer. This reminds all of us that the way up and out of a problem begins down on our knees. The way out and the way forward out of a problem begins with connecting with our King at his castle in prayer. Let me encourage you, when a problem surfaces in your life, go back to the cross. And when you go back to the cross, you see that the cross is empty, but don't stop there. Take a few more feet, journey just around the corner, and see not only an empty cross, but an empty tomb. The empty cross reminds me that somebody loved me enough to die for me. The empty tomb reminds me that the one who died for me has the power over life and death itself. And that means he can handle anything and everything in my life. But don't stop at the empty cross. Don't stop at the empty tomb. Go outside the hill of Jerusalem and notice an empty hill that Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven on. And take in the meaning of that. He didn't leave us alone. He leaves us with what we have, with what we need, the Spirit of God. We're never alone. And the empty cross and the empty tomb points to the empty hill and reminds us that Jesus Christ is still doing something in this world, and he's still doing something in the life of his followers. Turn your panic into prayer. We're not done yet. Let's watch and see what the nation of Israel does. The nation of Judah and the king Jehoshaphat. Not only do they turn their panic into prayer, the second cure, they turn their prayer into praise. We've only just begun when we begin to pray. Look at verse 15. Verse 15, listen, all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not fear, do not be dismayed. Put it this way, do not panic. Do not panic. Why? Because the battle belongs to the Lord. Cure number two, turn your prayer into praise. Not only speak to God, but sing to God. Notes of panic are to give way to notes of worship. So the people of God come together to pray, and then they are challenged, and there's a little affirmation, the battle, don't worry, the battle is God's. But that doesn't mean they can go home and put their feet up on the recliner and do nothing. Do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against your enemy. You will come up by the ascent of Ziz, and it gives a bunch of instructions. Verse 17, you need not fight in this battle. But you do need to show up. So station yourselves. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Do not panic. The people of God are called to together march through the night to the battle line. Together. Not away from the battle, not away from the enemy, but to the enemy. And as they go, they are challenged to worship. Verse 18, Jehoshaphat, the king, bowed his head with his face to the ground. All Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Talks about the Korahites, the sons of Korah. We talked about them last week. Again, you want to check that out. Verse 20, they rose early in the morning, and they went out. And the king said, listen, put your trust in the Lord your God. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord and to those who praised him. And they went out before the army singing, give thanks to the Lord, for his kindness is everlasting. As we step into that situation, as we step into that scene, we have the people of God moving through the night to the battlefront, singing, not polishing their weapons, but exercising their voices. See if anybody's still there. And what are they doing? They're singing. The battle belongs to the Lord. In heavenly armor will enter the land. Allison, are you still watching? Oop, I'm afraid we might have lost him there. Life's challenging today. Let's connect with those people walking through the desert. Walking through the hills, the night. In heavenly armor will enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. When our enemy presses in, we will not fear, because the battle belongs to the Lord. And they keep going through the night. They sing more. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. With wisdom, power, and love, our God is an everlasting God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. They turn their panic into prayer. They turn their prayer into praise. And then, as we are there with them in this moment, they turn their praise into progress, into steps forward, into steps toward God. We get to where God wants us to be when we move to where God wants us to be. In this situation, he does the fighting, but he expects his people to show up. And to be that testimony and to receive the blessing of seeing God's work firsthand. But God's people must march through the night where they have time to think and ponder and process. And probably a little bit of worry goes in there. As step by step they move towards the line. I've shared with you before, when I was a youth pastor in California, we went up to Camp Heartland each year. And one of the exciting things about camp was it had bears in the area. And every once in a while, bears would kind of come through camp, and that made camp very interesting. Well, one night, being the good youth pastor, I decided to take a bunch of snacks up to the cabins that our kids were staying in. And so I start walking from where I was staying to their cabins, which is probably a quarter or a half mile away. And it's pitch black. And I just got started, was about halfway through, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, I was walking through bear country with bags full of sugar. And that this was one of the dumber things I'd done in my life. And I had a dilemma of what to do next. I could turn around and disappoint people that were waiting for me. But I weighed being disappointed with being eaten by a bear. And I'm halfway there. Do I keep going forward? Do I keep going back? And I had to make a decision, but whatever the decision was, I was going to have to keep stepping forward in one direction or another. Well, I'm still here, so I guess I survived the story, but I'll tell you, as I walk through the pitch black of the night, I'm singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, please don't eat me. It just kind of resonates a little with this story in the Bible, that it's not always easy taking those steps in the dark. But we never walk alone, and we never go into battle alone. We go into battle with the King, who is out front. These people have never been to this place before in this situation. They still have not seen the enemy, but they keep moving forward in active faith. Locked in on his presence, focused on his praise. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but obedience is always worth the investment. They had to keep marching before they saw the sunrise. They had to keep singing before they would see the blessing, and there was the blessing. You see in verse 22 through verse 26, again, God was there. He did what he said he was going to do. They didn't have to fight. He takes care of the enemy in a unique way and gives the people some tremendous blessings. And they call it the Valley of Baraka, which in Hebrew means the Valley of Blessing. But, you know, we often want the blessing without the work. We want the blessing without showing up. And sometimes we have to just keep walking in obedient faith to God and trust God for his timing, for his provision. So they get there, they have all this enjoyment of seeing God work, of being able to take part of the spoils. But think about the trip home. You think the trip home was a little different than the trip getting to the battlefront? Think maybe there was a little spring in their step as they went home. And if they went to the battle worshiping, what do you think they did going home? Worship. Praising God, likely. Last song we'll sing this morning. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. As we conclude in just a few moments with some of these beautiful, wonderful songs, may we be encouraged by the truth. May we be caught back up into the scene of this story. And see ourselves in the picture and see God at work in our life. The people of God are going home with a smile. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, you're going home. May you go home with a smile. We will be faithful here until he takes us home. But in a world that's coming unglued and is in full panic mode, the people of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, has the wonderful opportunity to show the world that we are at calm. We are at peace. We're going home with a smile, and we will be active with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ until our final breath. Sometimes a light at the end of the tunnel seems to be moving in the wrong direction. And life does get too big for us. But no problem is ever too big for Almighty God. Here are three cures for the common and the uncommon crisis. Turn your panic into prayer. Turn your prayer into praise. And turn your praise into progress, steps toward God. Remember the safety of your king and castle. And let's all get to where God wants us to be. Cal's going to come and we're going to jump into that scene with the people of God and sing a few songs along that end. And then I'll close in prayer.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. The power of darkness comes in like a flood. The battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. Then we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power and strength to the Lord. Three birds. shall praise my name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you.
Thank you, Cal, and Kim, and Michael, for all your work this morning. Next Sunday, if the weather is cooperative, we will have another outdoor service. Continue to monitor our website. We are actively watching as things develop and working inside to do all that we can as we move forward and hopefully move towards a little more connectedness. But be in prayer as we work on those situations. But plan on joining us next Sunday. We are expanding our web offerings, and we'll have this on our website later on. We had a number worshiping with us on Facebook Live just a few minutes ago until the wind blew us away. But if there's something we can do to help and encourage you, please give me a call. Please give the office a call, and encourage you to invite others out in as much as you can within this context, and we'll move forward for the glory of God. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the freedom that you've given us to assemble today. We do pray for all those on the front lines in the health situation. We think of our healthcare workers and all their support system. Lord, we ask your blessing on them in this time of that is very challenging in so many ways for them. And Lord, we each have needs, we each have concerns, and we each have blessings. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you that we can bring our concerns to you. May we continue to move forward, turning our panic into praise and prayer and forward movement for the glory of Jesus Christ. Ask your blessing on each of our church family, and give us, we ask, additional opportunities to influence others with the love, the grace, and the mercy of Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen.